recruited a volunteer. I think Peter King has been willing to act as a concussed athlete. And so what we would do is I am going to let him sit up here with Dr. Patucci and I, and I'm going to walk you through the same exam we would do for him.
And I think most of you are aware that now in place we have additional situations where we are helping our team physicians and our medical staff. So there's an athletic trainer in the booth, and if they see something that they feel concerned about, they can call down. The referees have been sort of encouraged to also do what they need to do if an athlete needs to be evaluated. So it helps the medical staff on the sideline know that there may be something, there may be a video to review, or that there's a concern that they may want to evaluate the athlete.
The information that we have is in terms of baseline, and our ability to record that information in real time will now be on an application which all teams will use in the next season. So you're going to see how this would look to me as I pulled this data up to examine Peter. Now, we have given you a baseline score.
How was my score?
Well, you know, you're perfect for a sports writer, actually.
Yeah,
so. So we would have this data, and then I would, let's see, I'm going to give you a microphone because we're going to want you to answer. Maybe you can share. So I would be talking to you, and we would go through examination and make sure that there was not a problem that required immediate transport for you. And once we did that and decided that we were going to evaluate you in the stadium and not send you to the hospital, I would pull up a form, and it would allow me to begin to collect some information. As you can see here on the form, I would be able to write down.
Are you going to do it right there on the iPad, on the sidelines?
Either in the sideline or in the locker room, yes.
Right.
And so I'd be able to write down when you recurred. I would be able to click knowing how you're found. Did the spotter in the sky help to find us? Was there a penalty, yes or no? What type of blow was it? So we begin to collect in real time. And I make a decision. Is there an immediate threat to you that may make me want to change my mind? Were you knocked unconscious? I can cancel yes or no. Did you seem more confused than usual?
No, I understood everything that was happening all around me.
And so we would say no. And then I would also find out, do you remember the play? Do you remember coming to the stadium? I would try to ask you questions to determine if there was any period of amnesia. You know, do you remember the score? Do you remember the play? And I'll get to the Maddox questions. And so I would look at things that helped me make an immediate decision as to whether or not I needed to change the way I was going to transport you.
Do you remember how you got to the stadium?
Yeah, I was driven in a car by Russell Wilson. We're in Seattle.
So he's hallucinating. Yeah. And then we would go through the rest of these immediate threat questions. And this is something that every player, every physician would do for every suspected concussion now. So there's a standardized assessment. And once we get there, there are what we call some go, no-go decisions that, once again, would be immediate reasons to remove you from play. So Dr. Patucci and I would look and see if you're becoming more and more confused or somnolent. If you're deteriorating, we would take you out immediately. We would ask you if there was a concomitant injury, neck pain, tingling, or numbness. If we thought you had a concomitant cervical spine injury, we would remove you immediately. Look at your eyes to see if your pupils are equal. Have you watch ARVI, keep your head still, watch for vision, look at your extraocular movements. If those were abnormal, you would be out immediately. And we would look to see if your arms and legs worked symmetrically, if you had numbness or tingling on one side of your body. These are immediate, what we call go, no-go decisions. And if those were in play, we would just take you out, and we may hold the rest of this exam for later.
Okay. Is it yes to any one of those?
Yes. All it takes is one yes. One yes, and you're done. And
done for the game.
Yes. If we suspect you have a concussion, you will not be returned to the same practice or play.
Right.
And so it may be that within those first six questions, we would know that this is a concussion. This exam may be completed later, but we have gone from perhaps the most serious to the least serious to start this off. Assuming that you navigate your way through that, and like many players, you're just maybe a little dazed or confused, we would then go to this. I would ask you to take this,
okay?
And I would say to you, please tell me on a scale of 0 to 6, do you right now, as we're sitting in the locker room or on the sideline, have these symptoms?
I have a headache.
There you go.
I have a moderate headache.
All right, and we would ask you to complete all of these.
I have no nausea, vomiting. My neck is killing me. I do have some drowsiness, but not terrible. But I have no balance problems, and I don't feel dizzy.
I'd say thank you.
Okay, now more. Fatigue, yes. I'd say moderate. Confusion, no more than usual. Let me put that on zero. Don't feel right, absolutely. Feeling in a fog, I'd say moderate in a fog. Difficulty remembering, no. Difficulty concentrating, yes. Okay. Feeling slowed down, yes. Sensitivity to noise, no. Sensitivity to light, yes.
Michael Ford, Louisiana.
Vision problems, blurred vision, no.
Michael Ford.
Sleeping more than usual. This just happened 10 minutes ago. Does not apply.
Running back, table 2. Robbie Bruce, table 2.
The reason that's in there is just because sometimes you're seeing an athlete a day or two later, and that might be an appropriate question.
Trouble falling asleep? No, because I haven't done. Sadness? Wow. I have immense sadness, but not because of this. Nervous or anxious? No, I'm just totally, like, deflated. Feeling more emotional? No. Irritable? No, I'm just tired. Numbness or tingling? No. Do the symptoms get worse with physical activity? I don't know. I haven't had any. Do symptoms get worse with mental activity? I don't know. I haven't had any.
Sports writer and all.
Yeah.
He may be tempted.
That's a great
question. Possible.
Possible, but once again, our observation, our skill, our knowledge of the player, the critical pieces that we know and understand. We know the players and we have a relationship with them. We've met them. We've done this as a baseline and before the season, so we have in a sense, and we can also watch their behavior. I would ask the player to complete that. And as you can see, I will know immediately at baseline his symptom score was 9. It's now 39. So I have immediate comparison to how he was in the training room before you were concussed, and I'll have that in real time.
But let me ask you this question. The symptom score, what does that mean exactly? 9 out of what, 24?
9 out of 22.
9 out of 22. 9 out of 22.
Okay, and so what does that mean? Is that bad?
It means that your baseline, you may be a man who has a headache disorder, some neck pain, and a little bit of anxiety. It's very helpful for Dr. Patuki and I to know that as compared to you are after we think you're concussed.
Okay.
So we have that comparison data available to us. You had 2 symptoms at baseline. You have 9 now of your severity of how severe they were. You're 2 at baseline. You're at 39 now. So there's been a change. You have more symptoms, and the symptoms are more severe.
Does 39 bother you?
39 is a change from 9. It's moderate. It concerns us. It's a change.
Okay.
That's the beauty. Without the baseline, we don't know if it's a change. We now know it's a change. That's just a step one. And somebody asked me, do I know if the player is telling the truth or not? The very next question is, in my mind, knowing you as your team physician, do you look the same to me, different to me, mildly different to me? I say, I really don't think that you look the same. I think you look pretty different to me. So my expectations there, knowing that. Then I'm going to ask you some questions.
All right.
Do you know where we are?
Yeah, we're in the locker room at Quest Field or whatever, CenturyLink Field. I forget what my stadium is called.
Yeah, me too. What quarter is it right now?
We're in the middle of the third quarter, I think.
Who scored last?
The 49ers.
Say he got that wrong.
Clemson running back.
Who did we play last week?
Andre Ellington, table 7.
The British Columbia Lions.
Did we win the last game we played?
Yes.
Those are called Maddox questions. They're standard orientation questions. And you can see at baseline, he had 5 of 5. Today, he got 3 of 5. Another change. We know that in real time.
Well, those questions are probably more accurate than asking the next set of questions.
Yes. What month are we in right now?
November.
What's today's date?
November 12th.
What day of the week?
Oh, it's Sunday. We always play on Sunday. Don't you know that?
What year is it?
2013.
About what time is it? What time did the game start today?
1 o'clock, so I would guess it's about 3 o'clock.
So once again, we know how oriented he is, we have the baseline information immediately available to us. I'm going to give you a list of words. I'd like you to listen to the entire list, and you can repeat it back to me in any order you choose, but listen to the whole list first.
Okay.
Apple, elbow, carpet, saddle, bubble.
Yes.
Repeat the list back to me.
Apple, elbow, carpet, saddle, elbow.
I'm going to give you the list again.
Yeah.
Listen to the whole list. You can repeat it back to me in any order you choose. Apple, elbow, carpet, saddle, bubble.
Apple, elbow, carpet, saddle, bubble.
One more time. Listen to the whole list. Repeat it back in any order you choose. Apple, elbow, carpet, saddle, bubble.
Apple, elbow, carpet, saddle, elbow.
Once again, baseline was 15, trials were 13. It's a change. That's immediate recall. I'm going to give you a list of numbers. I want you to listen to the list and give it back to me in reverse order. If I say 1, 2, if I say 1, 2, 3, you would say 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
4, 9, 3.
3, 4, 9.
6, 2, 9.
9, 6, 2.
Two misses, three strings. Big change from baseline.
If he did one of those correctly, he would go to the next, then three, then four, then five. You get two trials for each string.
I would like you to tell me the months of the year, but in reverse order, starting with December. What comes before December and count that way?
December, November, October, September, August, July, June, January, May, February.
And once again, an error. And so he, at baseline, could do that. With his current symptoms, he cannot. One thing that we can check that doesn't involve concentration and thinking is balance. It's a different way to check for a motor system that might have been involved by concussion. So if the athlete is not injured and is mobile, we can begin to test balance. I say, yes, we can. What is your dominant foot? What foot do you kick a ball with?
Right.
And we're even able to decide what type of shoes he has on, because that might make a difference. And then we can do that and check his balance. What I'd like you to do is stand with your feet together, put your hands on your hips, and once you're comfortable, I want you to close your eyes and hold that position. If you lose the position, stop and come back to it. And go.
What position?
The one you're in
right
now.
Right where you are.
And this is a test of balance. There's different ways to test this, and this is a way to look for subtle evidence of brain injury that might not show up on questions about orientation and memory.
In other words, if I were a little bit tipsy, I would not be able to hold this pose, is what you're saying.
Well, we know what you did at baseline, and we're going to make it a little harder. Open your eyes for us, please.
Yeah.
I want you to stand on your non-dominant foot. That would be your left foot. I want you to, eyes open, I want you to pick your right knee up about 45 degrees, and I want you to keep your hands on your hips. And the same thing, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. If you lose this position, come back to it and go.
What an athlete.
So right back to it as soon as you can.
And get comfortable.
Good.
And go. And get comfortable, and go. At least 3 errors, if not more, his baseline was 1. This is a harder test of balance, particularly with eyes closed. One more thing. Would you put your non-dominant foot in front of your, like this, left in front of right, hands on hips, eyes open first to get comfortable. And when you feel comfortable, we're going to do the same thing. If you lose the position, come back to it and go.
So actually each one of these subcomponents of this test has been validated. The balance has been validated, the memory piece validated, and the symptom piece.
And come back to it.
And you can see how important the baseline is, right?
Tell you what, the game must be over.
Seems like it, doesn't it? But you know what? This exam is no longer an examining somebody's knee. Open your eyes for us. About 5 minutes ago, I asked you a string of words. How many of those words can you remember for me?
Elbow, bubble, saddle. That's it.
Okay. At baseline, he could recall all five words. This is delayed recall, another function of memory.
So in other words, before the season, you would have done this test on me, and I would have recalled all five words?
Correct.
I'm looking at your baseline in real time as I'm comparing it to what you're doing today.
Okay.
We created a baseline for you.
All right.
Just so that it would make this easier today.
Yeah.
So by that, and doing that, and that's this maybe seven or eight minutes, we wouldn't be teaching while we're doing this. We'd have you in an environment do it. So within 6 or 7 minutes, we've been able to compare what you're doing today to your baseline. And you have more symptoms. Your severity is worse. Your balance is worse. Your recall was worse. And it shows me in real time where you are. And if I like all that and I'm happy with it, I sign this. I think you do have a concussion. I sign it. You sign it. So in 7 to 10 minutes, we've been able to do a comprehensive evaluation in a quiet environment to make it, in our opinion, to see if you are different than you are compared to baseline. I will tell you that even if you passed this, but Dr. Patucci and I felt that you looked different or acted differently, we would still consider that a concussion and hold you. So we've gone from the most serious, life-threatening, maybe need to transport, to obvious reasons that you could or could not go. And if you pass both of those, then we go through this more detailed evaluation in real time to see if we feel that you're concussed. And this is the standard. This is the form which will be used compared to baseline, every player, every team. And we'll be able to record when it was done, how long it took to do, and keep this data, which is portable for you. It can be sent wherever we need to send that.